Journalist Kurt Eichenwald has been a frequent guest on this program. We'll link you to his visit, critical of President Trump's business interests, at hereandnow.org. It's reporting that's drawn social media attacks from the right. But a couple months ago, a tweet sent him into a seizure. Now, Eichenwald has written about being an epileptic. In December, an animated image in a tweet pulsed like a strobe light over the message, "You deserve a seizure for your posts." He immediately suffered one. This past Friday, the FBI arrested the man they say sent the tweet, John Rain Ravello, and charged him with criminal cyberstalking with the intent to kill or cause bodily harm. On Monday, the DA's office in Dallas County, where Eichenwald lives, also charged Ravello with felony assault with a hate crime enhancement. Now, this could be the first criminal case of someone using technology to injure a medically vulnerable person. Eichenwald can't talk about it because it's ongoing. So we're joined by his attorney, Steve Lieberman. He's with the law firm Rothwell Figg. Full disclosure, he's represented NPR in legal disputes in the past. Steve, welcome.
Thank you for having me here, Robin.
So tell us about the seizure. How severe was it? He'd written about how he got another tweet earlier in the fall and dropped his laptop and did not get a seizure when he saw this kind of strobe coming. In December, he did. What happens?
It was an extremely serious seizure. An epileptic who has a seizure of this sort, that seizure can be fatal if it lasts long enough. Here, Kurt was completely incapacitated while the seizure was going on. Was largely unable to function the next several days and showed residual physical and mental effects from the seizure for a couple of months after that. This was a serious, life-threatening incident.
All right. Well, and a horrifying thought. We, frankly, are appalled to hear that hackers have done this to the Epilepsy Foundation website, that medical device makers are warning it could be done to insulin pumps or oxygen tanks. They could be hacked and harm someone. Will that be part of your argument? I mean, what are you arguing here?
The principal point is that what was done to Kurt was a physical attack on a person that the assailant knew to be vulnerable to a particular type of attack with the intent to injure or to kill Kurt. It would be like mailing a bomb to somebody, or to bring the point home with respect to a reporter, imagine that a reporter writes a story, leaves the building at night, and somebody comes up behind him and hits him on the head with an iron bar. This was no different.
Well, couldn't the argument be made that it was different because it was words? It was words about what Kurt Eichenwald had written. It was a response to something he had written. It was freedom of speech through that's what Twitter is. That's what our president does on a daily basis. He tweets. Take that point first.
Right. So no doubt that's the argument that will be made on his behalf. And if all that happened, if all that was sent was a message saying, "You deserve a seizure for your posts," with no strobe light, that would not have been a criminal act. That would be constitutionally protected speech. What makes this a criminal act is the sending of a flashing strobe light, which has no expressive content at all and is sent solely for the purpose of causing injury or causing death.
Yeah. Well, what about the way Mr. Ravello was tracked down? Again, it was an anonymous tweet. It was sent using a prepaid phone and SIM card. But authorities had help from both Twitter and Apple. They got warrants to track down information that they found in the iCloud that traced them to Mr. Ravello. Do you think that that will hold up in court?
Well, I think it absolutely will. Companies like Apple and Twitter cooperate every day with law enforcement authorities when they're trying to identify people who have committed crimes. Here, Ravello worked very hard to try to maintain his anonymity. Purchasing a throwaway cell phone, sending his tweet anonymously. But the authorities were diligent in tracking him down.
Well, so cautionary tale there that you can't possibly hide the trail. But others are tweeting your client. Eichenwald says he's had dozens more tweets sent to him with similar images since this incident. Of course, he's trying to protect himself now by not opening them. Are they being investigated as well?
You'd have to ask the FBI and the Dallas District Attorney's Office, but I would certainly think that continuing this type of behavior with respect to Kurt or anyone who has epilepsy is the height of foolishness in light of the arrest of John Ravello.
Is that part of what you hope to have happen with this case? if in fact he is found to be guilty, to send the message that, you know, you got to stop this. I mean, how does Kurt work without, you know, being afraid of his tweets?
Right. So I would say there are two principal purposes from Kurt's point of view. One is to stop this sorts of behavior with respect to epileptics. And number two, to make sure that people understand that physical attacks on journalists are just out of bounds. You can disagree with journalists vehemently, even in very offensive language, but you cannot attack a journalist any more than you can attack another citizen.
Well, I would think part of the message, too, would be you can't attack a medically compromised person. I mean, again, it's just stunning that the Epilepsy Foundation is getting these tweets.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the intent here, as reflected by what the FBI has included and the affidavit in support of the search warrant, is very clear. The electronic information on Mr. Ravello's device has included statements like, "I hope this sends him into a seizure," "spammed this at Eichenwald, let's see if he dies." "This person intended to injure or possibly to kill Kurt." That is just completely unacceptable.
That's attorney Steve Lieberman representing reporter Kurt Eichenwald. A man has been charged with sending Eichenwald a weaponized tweet. So there are criminal charges, but Lieberman and Eichenwald are also considering a civil lawsuit. All proceeds from that would go to charities that benefit people with epilepsy. Steve, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.